I bet you because I hit this fucking, hold on a second. I bet you because I hit this button right here. Hold on. Check, check, check. Check. Hold on, guys. Check, check. Check, check. Mike, check Mike. Test mic 1, 2. Test, test, test. That's weird when I hit that. Hold on a second. Check mic 1, 2. Testing, testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. Check.
Testing the speaker.
All right, that works. Check mic. Let's see here. Testing. Test mic 1, 2. Check mic 1, 2. Hold on. Let me see something. Let me do something. Hold on a second. Give me 1 second, guys. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the mics up. Hold on a second. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. Hold on 1 second. Mic check 1, 2. There we go. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me now? Everybody in the chat room. Can my chat room dogs hear me? Can everybody hear me? Can y'all hear me now? Y'all can hear me now? All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's lit now. All right. I'm sorry, man. Y'all can hear me now. Thank you, everybody. I apologize. Things happen. But let's get back into it. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We are here. We are standing strong. Shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. Apologize for the delay. I just had to reset some things. But as I said before, guys, we already said thank you to everybody. Like I said before, we already told you to get in your car. Go get your puzzle pieces. Now, guys, and we ask all you guys out there, if you have any questions, put a Q in the chat room for any questions. If you are texting a woman and you need some help, put a T in there, or you can call in. And then speaking of calling in, I want to give a shout out to the dogs out there, the 307 that stood up and liked the show. Y'all broke the record. We will always keep you guys in line as far as giving y'all love, man. We appreciate all you guys in here, man. Let me see. I'm sorry, guys. 973, I will bring you in 1 second. Let me bring in 973 because I told somebody I would help him on something. So, wait. All right. Give me a second. Let me bring in 973. We could get his question. Then they get this out. 973, what's your question, man? How can I help you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
What's your question? What's up, brother? How can I help you?
Yes. My question is, like, I'm going through, like, a little rut right now as far as, like, I had a business. Shit went belly up, you know. The chick that I was messing with, you know, she kind of, like, flaking on me now. I'm about to charge a bitch to the game because, you know, I know how this shit goes. So I'm at a point in my life
how can I figure out, whoa, stop. Stop. Stay with her. I say you stay with her. Yeah, because you was already a bitch already, and you didn't leave. So what you talking about going to leave her already? You should have already left.
I think
she's
going to leave me, I meant.
You know what? Stay with her, dog, because you ain't got you soft. But anyway, let's not talk about how soft you are with your woman. What is your question, brother? What's up?
How can I bounce back and get to where I was at?
You can't bounce back because you ain't got no spine to bounce back. You just told me your woman is disrespectful and she about to walk out of the door in your soft ass and you want to know how you bounce back? What do you mean bounce back? From what?
Just for, like, my life, I meant. No, not so much the bitch.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24? What do you mean bounce back? Am I your father? What do you mean bounce back?
As far as, like, how can I, like, get my mojo back?
You never
had. You know what I mean? Like when you hit a rut.
Okay. I mean, how can you get back something you never had, big dog?
I mean, as far as like how she used to be, you know, I had a nice couple of chicks.
Was.
I had my business going. I had, you know, money coming in and out.
There is no used to be. Excuse me, sir. There is no used to be. There never was, big dog. Why are you lying to yourself?
What do you mean?
I mean that you ain't have no game.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you talking about? Bounce back from what? Bounce back from what, loser?
Right.
You know what? Just do me a favor because you don't want to learn anything. Just hang up on me. Let me hang up on you. Just get the fuck off. Fuck off this motherfucking phone, man. Let me continue, guys. What's going on to my dogs? Let's get back. Get back to my dogs out here, man. Let's get back to my dogs out here. What's up? Now, let me discuss something before we guys. Lines are open if y'all want to call them. Appreciate you. Got love for you. Come on in. We got you. Now, as I was saying before to you guys out here, had a client earlier today that had some trouble. And a lot of you guys out here, before we get into the show, I want to discuss why y'all are built to lose. And I don't understand why y'all are built this way. How many times I am the only guy on YouTube that tells you to sound check everywhere you go. I'm the only guy on YouTube that tells you to have your wine above the bed, your lights, and your artwork. I'm the only YouTuber that tells you how to hit it from land, sea, air, and space. Nobody does that but us. And yet when the client I had didn't want to do it, and then he wanted to talk to a woman. He said, well, how do I express myself? What do I talk about? And see, this is what I'm talking about, gentlemen. I'm setting you up where you really don't have to talk much because your behaviors will talk for you. And the problem with you guys out there, y'all are not being students of the game. And when I asked about this guy, he said, you know what? You know, he's just lazy about it. And you listen. If you're lazy, you can't be in this game, man. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen. Game does not work that way. And what I'm saying to all you guys listening, man, this is why we tell you about sound checks. This is why we tell you about your bid. This is why we tell you about rehearsing what you do. All you guys out here are too busy practicing and not rehearsing. You go up to a woman and practice an approach. That's why y'all lose. A man mindset guy over here, what we teach you guys is talk one way, one thought, one mind, and that's it. Meaning that whoever you talk to, it's always going to be the same. It's very simple to do. And once you get it, you begin to what? You begin to rehearse. What it is. See, practice is something that you don't know. Rehearsing means you know it and you're trying to perfect it. And that's why we rehearse. And that's why we have sound checks and all this other stuff, okay? That's why we set up sound checks for you guys, all right? That's why we always tell you guys out here, if you learn yourself and know how to put your bid never changes. The women will change, the days will change, the time will change, the month will change, the seasons will change, but your bid will always be the same. And if you sound check yourself the way I show you guys how to sound check, then the beautiful thing about the sound check is they speak for you. Because as soon as you set everything up, you call because you should already have your own waiter, your own bartender. Somebody that you deal with so much that they know exactly what liquor or wine or beer you like, or even soda. The waiter knows what appetizers you like, what you like to eat, and why you like to eat, and you don't have to say anything to him. Do you know how it'll fuck a woman's head up when somebody is taking her order and he walks away and she looks at you and says, he didn't take your order. Oh, he got me. Do you understand how those words, without saying nothing, impact things? Because this is my spot, and this is why I always tell you, I want you to accompany me. I want you to accompany me. You don't need to go in today because where I'm going, I don't need to go with or without you. That's why you got to learn if there's a jazz club. You got to learn and meet the band member or the one that owns the crew or the musicians. Get with him. Introduce him. See, these are levels of game that you guys don't even try to even think about because you want to do everything basic. And basic is not going to get you anywhere in this game. We're trying to show you guys out there why she should be fucking with you. Why she should want to sleep with you. somebody that can articulate itself, but not just in articulate itself, but his environment will articulate what he is. You go up to the bartender, how do you think it is when a bartender already has your drink made and he sits your drink down as you sit down? See, y'all don't even think about that kind of stuff. But see, this is how game works, and this is why we're trying to show you. We're trying to show you something that nobody's showing you, and that's putting yourself in position power or powers of position or positional power, excuse me. And that's what we're saying for you guys out there, and this is why we want you guys to win. But the only way you're going to win, gentlemen, is understand game. Understand not just that part of it, but also understand, or excuse me, overstand, how am I going to greet the woman? And even greeting the woman, which he failed as well, greeting a woman doesn't start when you first greet her. You should have a library of greetings, a library of one row, hundreds of ways that you can greet her, where every greeting is never the same, that will give and build up an anticipation of what is he going to do next? How is he going to hug me? How is he going to whisper in my ear? What is he going to say in my ear? How is he going to look me up and down? When is he going to look me in my eyes? How is he going to move? And see, this is where nobody's showing you this stuff, man. This is where y'all guys mess up game, because y'all think game is just fake. It's not real. I'm trying to show y'all a different mindset here. Greyhound asked a question. I gave this girl my number in traffic. She hit me up. How should I set this up? By linking up. Greyhound, well, I guess you're new. So you're new. I'll help you out. Just put your bid in. Let her know what the deal is. She hit you up. Tell her the story how you met. Let her say whatever the fuck she wants to say and let her know. But Greyhound, here's the important thing that you don't know, okay? See, you don't have your sound check places. So whatever you're going to ask is going to come up basic, okay? And let me explain what I'm talking about. See, if I want to have her go to the tea place, okay? Let's say I want her to go, because it's kind of hot. So you can do cold tea. It doesn't have to be hot tea. But let's say I either want to take her for tea or maybe coffee, Greyhound, okay? I want to take her for tea and coffee, and usually I take her to tea and coffee on the corner of your face of the pillow, and your ass up in the air. So once I go to the place that I know that has tea, I want to go in there, and I want to see. I want to get all the different kind of teas, and I want to know what pastries go well with the teas. I want to know where the tea leaves come from and all these other things, because when I set up the game, okay, when I set up the gathering or her accompanying me, I can let her know why this is my favorite place. And it's a hole in the wall. It's not Starbucks and all this. I want a mom and pop store. And I want something more raggedy, but more intimate. You know, I want somewhere where they know my name when I walk in that motherfucker. And I want them to sit down, and I want to be able to show her that this is my spot. So your problem is that you did good. I'll give you an A+ on what you did, but because you have not sound checked any of your places, your wine place, your ice cream place, your lake spread your ass cheeks, the lake place, the coffee, cocoa, and tea places, you should have these things already lined up. So when you're setting up the date, you can tell her the time, the date, the place, and you can tell her what you want her to wear. That's how cold game is. And that's so you did okay, okay? You did okay, but that's okay. You did okay, but I want you to try a little bit harder, okay? You all good, okay? So anyway, as I was saying before, for all you guys out there, just the man mindset, if you got any questions, got it. Gentlemen, and for the chat room dogs, y'all know the deal. Anybody coming here talking sideways, stupid, and they're just pushing away from the conversation, y'all know what to do. Go ahead and time them out. If they continue to do this, get rid of them, because we want to make sure everybody in here is focused on game. One of the biggest problems people have in all these rooms and stuff is that they don't really want to learn. They just want to sit around and talk with their butt buddies and their friends and shit and don't want to be students of the game, okay? Let's see here. Here you go. Where do you draw the line between being impressive and trying to impress? No. Hey, brother, here's the thing. A man doesn't try to be impressive. A man does not try to impress, big dog. Great question. That's not what I'm here for you to do. I'm here for you to make an impression. Not impress and not be impressive, but make an impression. And if you can make an impression on her, then what will happen is that you will change the game. Always remember, here's the problem with you trying to be impressive or trying to impress a woman. That means you're trying to manipulate her to just give you sex, because what you guys think is that, okay, I want to sleep with her, so let me find out a combination or code of something I can do to pander, kiss her ass, and run behind her to get her to say, wow, you know what? I got to give this guy some ass. And that's what we're about over here, okay? So this is not about impressing her, okay? And this is not trying to be impressive. What I am told, what I just told you a little while ago, this is just simple, okay? This is just it, okay? No, hey, look, brother, I don't know, you're new here, so please don't say no bitch-ass shit. I'm trying to be nice, but please don't come here with no weak-ass shit, motherfucker. We don't do that bitch shit. I just told you, if you want to do that punk-ass shit, then take your bitch-ass somewhere else. But if you want to learn, please shut your fucking ass up and learn. I'm going to be nice one more time, but don't be saying no silly ass shit. Ain't nobody trying to make no fucking impression on a guy, or impressing a woman. Fuck you talking about. Anyway, like I was saying, Pimp, the big dog, I appreciate what you're saying. Great question. But yeah, brother, don't sit, there's no line, because we're not trying to do those things. What is going to impress her is how we move, big dog. Okay. What is going to impress her is how we move. We're not trying to impress her. And if you're trying to impress a woman, then that means you're trying to manipulate a situation. And then if you're trying to manipulate a situation, you're in the wrong room, because men don't do that kind of stuff, all right? Men don't do that. Next question. I ended it with this girl I was talking to. I told her that I wanted someone who knows what they want, and she wanted, when she was last mile, okay. She just said, okay, but wait a second. Brother, what is, okay, I... Okay, brother, I can't read your mind, okay? All right? She just sent me a video of her guitar and singing. Okay, well, yeah, you know what? All right, Mal, this is Peep Game, okay? Now you got the high ground. You tell her, write this down. Mark this at 29:36. This is what you tell her, because this is how game works off the top of your head. You tell her that was a beautiful song, and you know what? But you know what? I know it would be better seeing it live. So why don't we do this? Now, again, I don't know if you went out with her before. I don't know your situation, but I'm assuming that it is that y'all been talking a little while. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that you utilize her playing the guitar to your benefit and let her know that, you know, that what you're saying was really good. But I want to see a live show. So that means let's set something up either at your place or my place. But if you just met her, you can't say that, okay? But what you can say is, let's go to Lake, spread your ass cheeks, bring your guitar, I'll bring the fun, and let's sit down, and I want you to serenade me with that beautiful song there, and I will serenade you with hugs and kisses. That's what you need to do. Remember, if y'all are already seeing each other a few times, set it up at your place. But if you have not seen her at all, go to Lake, spread your ass cheeks, not in the middle of the day, okay? What you want to do is you want to set it up when it's nice and cool outside, okay? More or less the evening time. And make sure Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks has some lighting. And it's kind of a nice little area where you can sit down and she can play her guitar out in there and serenade you. You see what I'm saying? Serenade you, brother, okay? So that's okay. If you're talking for a few months, then screw Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Say, you know what? I want the whole thing. I want the concert experience from her. What I want you to do is I want you to cook your favorite meal so I can taste what you like to cook. I want you to play your favorite song because I want to taste which is coming off of your mind. But also I want to be able to spend some time with you. So not only can I taste your food, taste your music, also will give me an opportunity to taste you, taste your lips. Taste your body. See how you do that? All you're doing, see, that's talking to her. I'm not asking her anything. I'm just letting her know what the deal is, all right? So that's how you got to run that shit, okay, big dog? Don't play defense. Play straight offense, okay? Guys, I got a question. We got you. Let me bring in area code 9. Let me bring in 917 real quick, and then after that, we'll get into the show, guys. I got questions. Go ahead and ask. 917, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Dean, what do you call a lesbian dinosaur? I like a lot of...
Okay, I'm hanging up on him. Anyway, so as I was saying before, let's get into the show, guys. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, let's go get into it right now, okay? So let's get it. So, gentlemen, as we were talking about yesterday, really one thing that most of you guys don't do, you don't calibrate your mindset. You don't calibrate your mindset to be able to fix yourself to move like a man or make the adjustments to keep your eyes on the prize, okay? So what we're going to be talking about is something that else is very, very important in the game, and that is I've always said this is to, I guess, beside your scribe and all the things that we tell you guys about, one of the most important things that you should have after you meet a woman, okay, and this person is to help not only your kingdom, but he is also there to help you, and he's such an important person in all of this, and that is, as I showed you before, your detective. Like your scribe, like your marketing team, like your warrior, your senate, and all the things that we teach you that you have in your mind, not only does your detective do the work for her, but what your detective also does is he works to help guide, build, and mold who you are as a man. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because for so many of you guys out there, so many of you guys see the world, and MTA, thank you for the 65 likes. A lot of you guys see the world as a problem. A lot of you guys see the world as something that, you know what, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what to think. And this is where the detective comes in. Let me grab this question real quick as we continue. Lines are open. Question is, this girl called me goofy and so funny when I say I want to get to know in a more intimate way. What is your question, big dog? That's the statement. Please ask a question. I will boot you out next time. Do not waste my time with some silly ass shit. So please let me know. But anyway, as I was saying before, guys, I apologize for wasting y'all time on that. But what I'm trying to get for you guys to understand how your mind works, because your detective is there to work for the king inside of you. He's there to work for your mindset, okay? And this is all about, this isn't about the woman, okay? This is all about you guys, okay? All right? And this is what is very important you guys need to understand. Your detective in your mind is there to help you gain clarity, not only on your perception, but also your reality, also your compass and how you move as a man, okay? Because as a man, there really is no problems as a man. And we don't look at the world as a problem or a situation because we handle it, okay? And what your mind does or your detective does is he does the research. He's all about finding facts. He's not looking at her body. He's not looking at her lips and her curves and her makeup and her weave. His job is to help you make sure that not only is she on the up and up, but he's also here to help you find yourself, okay? He's here to help you find information to be able to be what is weird is called solution-based. Solution-based, okay? That's what it's about, being solution-based, okay? Because a lot of people don't understand about being solution-based, okay? All right? And that's where we want you guys to understand. Please do not talk to me again. That's not a question. That's a statement, sir. I'm trying to teach a class. If you have a statement, put an S. Please do not. That is not a fucking question. This is the last warning you're going to get. Please don't do that again. If you have a question, ask your question. I will stop the class, but do not make me waste the class time by listening to you talk about a bunch of silly ass shit. Anyway, I'll get back. Let me get back to my dogs. And sorry, guys. I apologize. But as I'm saying before, see, when you are solution-based, that means you already have the answer already locked in the chamber. And that means it doesn't matter what a woman says, what your friends say to you, what your parents say to you, what the marketers and media or the church say to you, you already have the answer to what you have, to what you are, and how you're going to move. And most guys don't have this, and this is why they have the problems that they have, because they're not taking any time to gather information on themselves. How much information do you have on yourself to be able to solve simple things? I know it sounds crazy, but a woman can never be a problem to a man. And I will say it again. A woman can never be a problem to a man. She is nothing but a simple solution. A simple solution of getting rid of her. Because what we want to do is, as men, we want to have enough research, not only on ourselves, but also the person we're talking to, to be able to make the right and proper moves, not for you, but for the kingdom, for your mindset, for everything that you are, okay? And moving in one direction, one mind, one thought, one way, where there's never any issues and there's never any problems, because if you are connected to yourself, how can there be an issue with a woman? How can there be, what is an issue? How can there be a problem with a woman if you already know what it is you need to do before it even happens? But see, what your detective does that you don't understand is that he goes deep to your core, basically, where your numbers are. And he gathers information, and that's all he does. And he gives solutions to all your problems and all your circumstances, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay? What I'm saying to all you guys out here is that what your detective does that's so beautiful is that he gives you a 360-degree view of everything. You get to see the whole entire forest. You get to look under the stones and under the leaves. He makes sure that before you make your king or man decision, you know all the facts and you don't assume, you don't guess, and you don't try to read somebody's mind, okay? You don't do that. And see, this is why he is so important, because it's all about knowing the facts and looking beyond the body. See, most guys who are on the surface, they look at the body. And if there's a problem, I'm going to lose her body. And if there's a problem, I'm going to lose the sex. And if there's this and all this other stuff. Your detective does not assume anything. Nor does he screw you over. His job is one thing and one thing only. His job is to make sure that you have all the work right in front of you, sire. So when you make your man move, you will never feel guilty. You will never feel bad. You'll never toss and turn and say, did I make a mistake? What did I do wrong? Men don't do that, gentlemen. Your detective in your mind helps you avoid the pitfalls. It helps you avoid the circumstances. This is why I keep telling you, when it comes to relationships, it's got to be what you are to her first. And then it's got to be the meeting and dating and what you are to your detective looks at that. And then your detective looks at what is a fucking relationship. And then he looks at what is being in a relationship together, moving in together, being engaged together, marriage together, and fatherhood. Your mind makes sure that there are no pitfalls. He is not like your warrior. See, your warrior battles and protects, but your detective is kind of like the general behind the thing. He's the one not looking at the woman. He's not looking at the pieces. He's looking at the board, your board, your mind, your rules, your laws, your principles, your mission statement. He's looking at all these things to make a determination when he sits next to you in your boardroom, to let you know we got to let this woman go. We're going to either let this woman go over here or we'll give her a chance, but he will give you why you should do it. Sex, it has nothing to do with the conversation that he has with you. It is all about her character. And if he cannot find enough evidence to show that she is worth your attention, he's going to tell you to dismiss her. If she is not worth your time, he's going to say dismiss her. If she's not worth your respect, he's going to say dismiss her. And then we've got to calculate and see if she's worth the dick. But see, that's how game works. See, game is a beautiful, beautiful thing. When you allow your mind to take over certain areas in your life that make them great, like your detective. Because your detective will stand back. And GA, don't ask that silly ass question because you know you ain't really want to know the answer. So stop asking that dumb ass question. Anyway, the thing about the detective is he is going to find the root of the woman, the problem or the situation. He's going to find the root of it. He's not looking at it above ground like the average surface dwellers. He's going to look at the root of the problem. And then when he comes to you to talk to you and tell you if she needs to be dismissed or she needs to come around again, he's going to have all the paperwork in your mind set up. He's going to know the root of the damn problem. He's going to know what is surrounding the problem or the situation, who's involved in all this shit, and what you need to do. Because if you do not do it, you will lose control over the whole situation. So many of you guys cater, kowtow, bend over and try to work things out with women knowing they don't even respect you because you don't know how to use the things in your mind to give you clarity when you know you've got to let her go. When you know that she's not worth anything. What I am saying to yourself is these are things that one will begin to ask themselves. Thank you, 82 likes. Somebody will ask themselves these questions. Where did this begin? How did this situation arise? And how is it I let that virus get this far in where I have to think about it? Because if you're following me and that y'all doing what I'm showing you, you've got to have a standard that she must know there is no disrespect. And I don't want to waste my time with anybody either. But as I said before, this is not about sex. This is not about sex, because if all you want to do is have sex, you've already lost, meaning in the stuff I'm telling you, it's not going to work for you. Because if you're using this for sex purposes, you're using this to manipulate a situation, and men don't do that. I'm saying a situation where a woman can test, a woman can try you, okay? All right? Rat mode, you got to put a question behind that. I'm sorry, I can't answer. You got to rewrite that and put a question in there for me to recognize what you're saying. Because if you're talking to me, you got to put a Q in there, dog. Read what it's saying. Read that. You got to put a Q in there. But see, here's the problem with you guys. You never ask, when you're living with disrespect, you know how many guys call this show or send an email saying, well, I got this situation and me and my girl ain't working right. Nah, y'all are working perfectly fine because you bypass when the problem began. You let the problem fester. You let the disrespect come along because you wasn't standing on anything as a man. And because you wasn't standing on anything as a man, she saw you as food. And she then took over and started running you. And a lot of you guys are always scratching your heads. How did we go from loving each other to I'm losing her? She's disrespecting me. She's dogging me out. She's yelling at me. She's some cases abusing me. You want to know why? because you're going to be shocked to hear this. You gave her ultimate permission to disrespect you, and you don't even realize you're doing it. And that's why women are doing what they are doing around you, man. You see what I'm saying? And what I'm saying to all you guys out there, this is why game is so important. Because as a man, you must know not only what's going on in your kingdom, but if a woman is around you, she must uphold the standard that you have of yourself. And if she cannot uphold the standard around you, she can be whatever she wants to be when you're not around, but she better uphold a standard around you if she wants to continue to be around you. You see what I'm saying? If she wants to continue to be around you, okay? You got to be able to demand these things. But in order to demand, you can't demand with no information, because what happens if she challenges you? What happens if she asks you why? What if she says, I don't understand what's going on? This is why you got to have information on all the facts, okay? And you have to have insight on who you are, what you are. See, it's kind of, we're talking about two things at one time. One hand, we are talking about you as a man, but we're also, ouch, but we're also talking about how she should be around you. Disrespect should be something that you should see from a mile away. Behavior modification should be something you see from a mile away when you're a man. Because you will never let that, thank you, 91 likes. You will never let the disrespect to get even close to your realm because you don't put up with shit. And listen to me. And I'm not just talking about women. I'm talking about your family members. I'm talking about your fucking weak-ass friends. I'm talking about people that you work with at your job, other than your bosses, because you got to pay attention to them. But your coworkers and all them motherfuckers, nah, man. You should be able to detect disrespect whenever it comes, even if it's a mile away, because that's what men do. Let me answer this question right here. What does it mean when you're around guys or a girl grabs your arms to hug it? Wait, what does it mean when you're around guys and your girl grabs your arms? What do you mean? What does it mean? What are you talking about? Dude, what are you talking about? I don't even understand what the fuck you say. What does it mean when you are around guys and your girl grabs she grabs your arms to hug her? What do you mean? What does it mean? It means that the bitch is trying to hug. What the fuck? What are you at? Why are you, dude? Please don't ask me these kindergarten ass questions, dog. I don't even know what the fuck you talking about. And if you gotta ask what it means, then tell her to stop touching you because you ain't prepared to be a man in her eyes. What the fuck do you mean? What does it mean, dude? You need your father. Anyway, is making a woman cry part of the game? No, it's no. What? Okay, let me ask a question. Why would somebody deliberately try to make a woman cry? See, there is a difference between you weak motherfuckers trying to tear a woman down to make her feel bad, to make her cry, and a woman crying because she realized she lost one of the best things in her life. Tears are going to be part of what we're talking about. Tears. But her tears are fuck up tears. Her tears are I miss you and I want you back tears. But you don't deliberately go out and make a woman cry. That's some bitch ass shit. To answer your first question, that's some bitch shit. What man, why, what do you gain out of making a woman cry? Why would you mentally beat her down to a point where she wants to cry? That's some bitch shit. Let me get to the next thing you're saying. The cry easy when it comes to leaving them behind. It's kind of annoying that every time you want to leave them behind, they want you more. So what is your fucking, I mean, that's a statement and a question, man. Please ask questions. Don't give me statements because the statements are weak, man. Come on, stop this shit. Lines are open. It's the man, Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. We chopping it up. And see, for a lot of you guys, your detective also is able to pull up information in yourself to show you how to talk to women, to show things about yourself. But you guys don't, y'all never look at the core of anything. You never try to You never try to dig deep, okay, and try to find things in her. You make poor financial decisions because of women. You make poor man decisions because of women. And then y'all want to turn around and blame women for everything that's going wrong in your cake-ass life. What a shame. What a shame. Because if you cannot handle a woman disrespecting you, because she's going to do it eventually to see what you're going to do. This is why your detective is so important, because without this guy, you can't win. Because every issue that you're going to deal with is going to have a silver lining. And there are things that as a man, you have to take in consideration. Okay? What is the severity of the disrespect? Okay? Is it something bad? I mean, you have to ask your question. How bad was the actual disrespect? Was it really bad? These are things that you got to ask yourself. But a woman saying no because she don't want to have sex with you is not a disrespect. Because everything we're trying to get you guys to do that you're not doing is managing who you are. How can one manage his mindset without his detective? Who is going to give you specific guidelines and also assist you on what you're dealing with? Because as soon as you say, all right, she's got my curiosity, he goes into work. He goes into work. So let me explain to see the difference how men work and you guys work. See, the average guy will look at a woman and say, damn, she fine. Woo, she fine. And I got to smash this. So what am I going to do to manipulate her ass? And how am I going to lie to her? How am I going to bend over backwards? How am I going to try to impress her? How am I going to kiss her ass and roll fruit at her feet? Or how many dinners am I going to take her out with just to show her that I'm the guy? See, that's what the average guys think. He ain't getting the pussy. Let me show you why the man's getting the pussy. See, the man's getting the pussy because he's just like you. He's going to see the woman like, oh, yeah, she all right. Okay, I see what she rocking with. I can see. You see what I'm saying? I can see it. But after that point, I got to stop right there because I'm not going to get caught in the mirage, the lie of the makeup and all that other shit that the average guy falls under. I need to know, this is Wizard of Oz, I need to know what is behind that person. I need to know what's behind the makeup, what's behind the smile. I need to know what's behind that, and that's the job. Because, again, I don't even, listen. Just because she's got curves doesn't mean she's got my attention. And I need to know what she's bringing to my world to even have my attention. I need to know what she's going to do for me to be worth my time. I know what is she going to bend over backwards to do to show me that she's worth my motherfucking respect. And you see how we look at the game totally different? Because we're saying you got to work to get me. I am not working to go after you. I don't do that. Why in the holy hell would I do something crazy like that, as in run behind you, when all you do day in and day out is just be in your fucking feelings? Why I create in my mind and do things in my mind. So I have to uphold you to a higher standard, and you just are not going to get in on general principle. Do you see what I'm saying? Let me get to this question that Real's asking. When it comes to disrespect, the shit test women do without knowing something that I shouldn't mind. Well, no, this is how it works, Real. Peep game. This is how it works, Real. The way it works is that it's called the Merciful King. And let me explain what the Merciful King is. See, a woman is going to see. Okay, think about this, biting the gold. Okay, think about biting the gold. And what happens is a woman has to bite the gold to see what kind of man you are. So when she bites the gold, is it fool's gold or is it the real deal? And the only way she can find out if you're the real deal is by challenging you in something. Maybe it's saying, take me out to dinner. Maybe it's saying, pay a bill. Maybe it's saying that, you know what, I'm not sure if I want to be with you, or maybe it's like, you why don't you shut your punk ass? This, I don't know, whatever it is, whatever she says or whatever she does. What I'm saying, my brother, and I was going to shock you, it's okay the first time. It's okay. You don't need to dismiss her off of anything she does at this point other than put her hands on you. But if she is out of order, out of line, it's okay right now, because correction is about to swing right on in. I am going to correct the behavior by letting her know, you will never, don't you ever do this, say this to me again. Do you understand? I see, here's the problem with a lot of y'all guys. A lot of y'all guys will probably check the behavior, but a lot of you guys are not telling her what the fuck happened if she keeps this up. Not only do you have to say, do you understand, but you also got to say is that, you know what? Do that shit again and you're gone. See what I'm saying, real? Then you listen. And that's not mean. That's not disrespectful. That's you saying, this is my fucking boundary, and you cannot just cross into my world, into my life, and think I'm built like a bitch. And I'm willing to lose you right fucking now. Matter of fact, what am I actually losing? I haven't had you, tasted you. I haven't had you clean anything, fold any clothes, wash any dishes. I haven't had you do any vacuum, any floors. We really haven't done anything for each other. So if you want to take your ass on, there's the door. And you want to know why they stay real? Because they love when you talk to them that way, dog. Because all their life, all they get all day, every day is, why are you mad at me? Why are you yelling at me? What I do wrong? Please don't talk to me that way. It hurts my feelings. It makes me sad when you talk to me this way. So can you please find in your heart not to talk that way? And then what those suckers would do, real, is they will try to put a carpet over the issue by giving her flowers, buying her something, taking her out to eat, running behind her, and all you're doing is training her to be worse. I'm saying is, I'm fine letting you go because I never had you. You never did anything for me. So if you can't understand where I'm coming from, you better take your ass and let me tell you why they stay. They stay because they recognize man. See, they can recognize a man, but they also can recognize a bitch. But they can recognize a man because a man is not going to tolerate that. I am willing to lose you before I lose myself. And if that means I got to let your ass go because you don't understand. Hey, real, I know you're new, so I was telling you, man, I did this before so many times, man. Check them and all this other stuff, man. And I tell you, real, hey, do you understand? Because I don't get it. Because, see, do you understand is like the finisher move in wrestling before I get the three count, right? So do you understand? I got to get understanding why, number one, because you can never say, Stephen, you never told me. No, you got to understand this. And then after you say you understand, then I'm going to let you know what's going to happen if this shit happens. But here's the funny thing about it. See, when you say, do you understand, to a woman, she going to get some kind of way. You ain't my father. Why are you talking to me like that? Do you understand? And look, I'm going to go get five. I'm going to go get five, okay? Do you understand? Why are you ain't talking? Do you understand? Da-da-da-da. Do you understand? Da-da-da-da. Do you understand? Okay, click. Why you hang up? Wait, look, do you understand? Did you understand what I said? Why you keep bringing that up? Bye. Sometimes they don't talk to you for a few days. Sometimes they don't talk to you for a week. Sometimes they won't talk to you for a few weeks. Sometimes they wait a month. They think the fucking coast is clear. So they dig into the fucking bushes. Okay, is the coast clear? All right, let me call him up because I know he's missing this pussy. Hello, hey, what's up, girl? Yo, what's up? Do you understand? Come on, why you keep saying that? Why do we have to go? Look, we ain't moving forward until you understand that you can, okay, I get it. All right, you win. Fine, I understand. Well, good. Now that we got that out of the way, do that shit again and you're gone. Now, what's up? Why do you always do that? Why do you always come back? You're such an asshole. You goddamn right. And that's why you gotta come back, because you love me talking this shit to you. Stop it, Steve. No, you stop it. And I know you playing with that pussy right now. And see, that's it. Psst, got it right there, guys. Got it right there. Got it right there. But y'all guys let shit go. No, we got to have some clarity. You got to understand something. The content of her song was she wants to be loved with who she is. And, of course, anyway, can you help me with it? Okay, listen, listen, listen. Look, big dog, you're not paying the fuck attention to me. I already told your surface-dwelling ass to take her to lake spread your ass cheeks. I already told you to let her serenade you. I don't give a fuck if she's talking about Martians and shit. Let her play her fucking song. They're going to love you, dog. I don't give a fuck. They're going to love you, man. And let her sing all the songs of love, because after we get done, I want you, hey, after we get done fucking, I want you to write that song of you sucking my balls. Go ahead and write that ball song. And we're going to play that shit. Ring, ring, ring. As I lick your balls. And let her just sing it. You get your little fucking, your lighter, and you just light it, go back and forth. Let her make a song about sucking your balls, dog. Come on, man. Get off that shit, dog. Trying to show you this game, man. Stop trying to complicate this shit, big dog. Don't complicate this shit, man. Keep that shit all the way a buck with her ass, man. Let me see. Let me get to the next question and shit. Zero the Hero says, if a woman, if women use nice guys, that means they're playing games with them. Okay, wait, stop. Let's do one thing at a time. God damn it. Do I have my fucking paper? Shit. Okay, I don't have it with me. All right, sir. Let's take one thing at a time. First statement. So fucking what? And? But I'm going to keep reading, because I guess this is coming around to a question. Okay, if women use nice guys, that means they're playing games with them. Is that manipulation? And are you admitting, Steve, that the game – are you admitting, Steve, that that is game because they use nice guys? Wait. That means they're playing games. Is that manipulation? And you admitting, Steve, that is game because they are using nice guys. Okay. All right. Let me explain something to you, brother. The game women have is not the same game a man has. I want you to listen, Dweller. Women have what you call checks and balances, okay? Matter of fact, I even hate to give them even fucking credit for this shit, but these fucking women have more of a detective than you have, son. Because their detective goes beyond your desperate ass lies and manipulation, deception, and trying to run her. See, let's not look at the nice guy for him being a nice, soft bitch. Let's look at the nice shit that he does to try to manipulate. See, here's the problem with y'all guys. Y'all think by being nice is going to get you some ass. Oh, man, let me give you a flower. Let me tell you how beautiful you look. And let me just put up your Christmas lights. And, no, let me help you move some furniture. And, oh, don't worry, you got to build a plate. I got you covered, because that's what nice guys do. Brother, even a nice guy is trying to fuck. Meaning that nice of what pertains to him is a fucking lie. It is a mask that he puts on because he's trying to figure out a combination code to manipulate her to open her legs. Now, with that being said, the woman's detective already knows what he's doing because she has met him in elementary school, junior high school, and college. And her game is checks and balances. Remember, caller, she didn't come in manipulating him. He started all this by trying to manipulate her by pretending to be fucking nice, thinking that nice was going to get him some pussy. Let's start the game now that she runs. So if you're trying to fuck me over, she's saying, caller, then I'm going to fuck you over first. And by the time I get done fucking you over, I'm going to have your money, I'm going to have your food, and I'm going to have your fucking soul, and you ain't going to get no pussy. So what I'm saying to you is the game that women run is based off of their detective, because they can smell losers. They can smell weak motherfuckers, and they can also smell that most of you guys' pussy is tighter than hers. So because she can smell all this stuff, she already knows all you lying, manipulative, fake-ass motherfuckers, all you're trying to do is manipulate the situation to get her to the house so she can spread her legs. So is she actually the one being manipulative? Is she actually the one being deceptive? No. You motherfuckers are lying to her first, trying to push up or trying to lie and make her think that you actually like her, that you actually want a relationship and all that other shit. So don't get it twisted. But they run game because they're smart enough, because you're dumb enough. Because if I went to your planet, again, I'll show you the analogy. If I went to your planet and I told you, let's make this building, put some poles in it, and then we'll not only have some women dance on the poles, not only will we have everybody wrapped around there, we'll have those guys throwing money on the ground, going to the ATM machine, getting more of those green ducats or whatever, blue shillings that you have or whatever, and we can make some money. Even the guy that goes to the strip club knows he's going in to be manipulated, son. So is it actually the woman doing the manipulating? No, it's the detective and the woman realizing what you are at your core. And y'all can't accept that women have a lot of game that can tell that most of you guys are fake, inexperienced, judgmental, and a bunch of soft sissies. So when you say that nice guy isn't actually nice. He's pretending to be nice because he's trying to manipulate a situation, sir. So the game that a woman has is that's how game is run on their side. What the game we run is not like that, because we're not manipulating women, sir. So I don't even understand what the fuck you're talking about or what the hell you're asking in the goddamn question. Let me continue. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let me see. I missed a question. I'm trying to catch up with y'all questions. Give me a second. Carl, I see your question. I got you, Carl. Let me see if I missed anybody. Wait. I got another question. Just trying to catch up on the questions. I apologize, guys. You know when I flow, man. You know how it is, man. I love how guys try to pin guys and women together. You don't even understand how you guys lie not only to yourselves, but you lie to these women, and then you think they're stupid enough to fall for your fucking bullshit. Why do women find it attractive that I'm a football player and not talk to guys that chase after him? Bitch, please. Boy, I don't know why you weak motherfuckers think that you listen, let me tell you something. Young man, listen, you're new here, so I got you. Don't come in here and act like you're better than everybody else, because I will check your fucking ass. Fuck that you play football. Who gives a fuck? So what, you can throw, catch, or pass? So fucking what? Don't come in here trying to act like you're better than everybody else. So rechange your question and ask a good one, but don't come in here and try to be a smart ass, because we don't allow that. Do not try to show off. Next question. How do I deal with a family clowning my housing circumstances? Well, unknown human, you didn't deal, you trained. See, when your family disrespected you because you don't have a standard, you told them it's okay to clown my situation. Listen to me, sir. Listen, I don't care if you're living in a cardboard box, all right? I don't care if it's your family, your church, your friends, Smurfs, Elves, Unicorn, Sasquatch, or Bigfoot that challenges you or clowns you. You got to just say, fuck you. Stop allowing people to run all over you. Stop letting people bully you, dog. Wake the fuck up and cut them motherfuckers off, man. Cut them off. Carl asked the question. On vacation, I had intentions of connecting with a lady, but our conversation was interrupted by a couple of guys. I simply stepped aside and went on my way. No, brother. Okay, listen, listen. It's happening. I got you to understand. Listen, dog, look. Okay, peck the game. All right, look. This could have been a great thing, but you did one fuck up. One fuck up. Woo! This is a great question. This is a great question. I love this question, C. Peep game. There are a lot of times when I would go to a bar, club, or an event or something like that, okay? And I would talk to a woman, okay, who other guys would come up on or something like that or whatever. You know, your situation has happened. First thing, C-Dog, never get threatened and don't worry about it. Look. This is why it's important when you first begin to talk to her, C-Dog, you exchange information early on, continue a conversation for a little while, and then when those guys come in, you float the fuck off. But C-Dog, let me show you how it worked for me. Now, there's two different ways because there was ways because they would watch you because I always tell you how you walk into the club or the bar, you got to talk to women, but you didn't do that. So what I would have done is when I'm talking to her, I would have gave her my information. Now I say, then we would have kept talking. And as the guys come in, I say, oh, look, I see your friends are here. Hey, you know what? How y'all doing? Okay, it was nice meeting you. I look forward to talking to you soon. And I float off. That's it. But don't get mad. Don't get jealous. Remember, listen, let me tell you something about women that they don't want to tell you. Never trip or get upset or worry about a woman talking to guys at clubs, bars, bar mitzvahs, and weddings. Don't get mad if they're talking to guys online, having conversations with guys on Facebook or Instagram or liking and conversing. Never get mad because listen to me. They're just talking at them. They will talk to you on the back end, big dog. So this is why I always say to y'all guys, see the shit that they do on the front end to the average guys, you won't believe the nasty shit they do on the back end. And that's why you give her the freedom. Let those guys come in. I don't want you to start any trouble, get any fights or anything like that. You just kindly just say, okay, I'll talk to you later. It was nice meeting you. And then float the fuck off. Now, what's so cool that you could have done if you were doing it right, her eyes would have been on you by the way you were talking to her. See, once you make her smile, laugh, and blush and all the other stuff, and you start talking to her versus at her, what will happen is when you leave her, they will watch you. They'll watch all your moves. And you know what move I love to make? As soon as I talk to one, I look for the next cute one, and I'm going to go talk to her. You want to know why? Because eventually that one that was talking to both of those guys or all those other guys or whatever is eventually going to come find me because she's feeling some kind of way. See, the guys that are trying to hit on her, she really doesn't care because she knows, her detective knows that these guys don't have game and they're going to do everything they can to pander. She already knows that they're going to pander and run behind the woman, okay? Okay? But what I'm saying to you is the reason why she will run towards you is because she's going to recognize that not only by how you made her feel, but what you do afterwards is going to set you apart. Thus, she's going to start looking for you. And here's the best thing about it. It always goes with, I thought you were interested in me. I thought that you were interested in me. And here you are talking to all these other women. And that's what we want. So this is a great question, sir. You got more, I'll tell you more, but great question. But yes, you did every, only thing you did wrong was you didn't give her your information early on. And when those guys come along, that's when you just roll. I don't want you to get any fights or anything like that. Just give her the information early on, okay? Let's continue. I had to get going because I had to get, well, no. What I'm saying is that even though you're going, say, look, it was nice meeting you, and I look forward to hearing from you soon, and that's it. That's it. But remember, it's not about what it is when y'all are together. It's how she's thinking afterwards. But you got to ask a question, Carl. Did I make her smile? Did I make her laugh? Did I make her blush? Did I let her know why I'm coming over here? I'm not coming over here to be your motherfucking friend. I'm not coming over here to beat around the bush. I'm not coming over here to walk on eggshells. This is why I'm coming over here. And this is why I'm talking to you. And this is why I'm handing you my number. I don't think you did that, Carl. And if you had done that, you would move mountains in her mind because most guys are not that straight up with women. BC says, I met up with a woman last week, pizza and ice cream. I set up a date over the phone for the next 2 days later, sent her a message, how you doing, sex? I got no reply. Why did this happen? Well, Bucky, what happened was when you went for pizza and ice cream, you were boring as fuck. Listen, what I keep trying to tell you guys about the woman's detective that I'm talking about right now. Okay, there is something in you grass-eating, surface-dwelling lions that show women. Okay, remember, think of it like this, B-Dog. Peek this out. Remember I told you when she meets you, she's gonna go from present, past, to future, back to present. I'm going to say it again. When she meets you, she's going to go from present to past to future, back to present. When you open your mouth and start talking to her, she's going to go back to her past to pull up the file. Detective, pull up the file of the behaviors that you have. Once she pulls up that file and opens it, she's going to go into the future to see what it's going to be like. Oh, man, this guy's going to be insecure, needy. He ain't going to be able to do it. And damn, he ain't going to be able to fuck. So coming into back into the present, nah, I'm going to have to let him off slightly. But see, where we separate her and fuck her up from the present to past to future back to the present is there's no foul on us because we don't operate like the average surface dweller. So your problem was when she pulled up the foul on you through her detective, she realized that you were the kind of guy that is going to waste her time. What is she? I'm not saying it's you, but she has met guys like you to see that, you know what, three-minute man in bed, insecure, run behind, cry, and is like a mommy's boy. So I'm just going to go ahead and let him go. So you have to understand they have their detective as well. They have their detective as well. Trying to show y'all guys game. Let's get to the next question. Gas has a question. Guys, don't call it. Lines are open. Gas has a question. What's up, Dean? What would be your rebuttal when people say backhanded comments like, what are you gay? Because a guy is dating a few women and enjoys being – wait. Because the guy is dating a few women and enjoys being single. Well, Gas, this is – well, Gas, I don't – okay, there's a problem here. Okay, and you're new here, so let me help you out. The reason why I can't answer this question, and I'm going to do you a favor, is because if you want to be here, we don't talk about other fucking men like we're in love with them. We don't give a fuck about what people say to other men. Now, if you will man up and say it's happening to you, then we can talk. But if you're doing it in third person, then I can't answer that because we don't give a fuck about the next man. So unless you tell me this in first person, I got you. But if this is a third person question, the problem is you, dog. Why do you give a fuck about a dude, man? That is pretty Brokeback Mountain-ish, if you ask me. So hopefully you will change that and ask about you versus ask about another guy. Zero from Hero says, you admit it's okay for them to use a nice guy. Fair enough. Well, okay, sir, I don't think you heard me. So let me slow it down, sir. If the nice guy comes in manipulating and trying to deceive the woman, what choice does the woman have? To be a sucker and let him lie and deceive her? I don't understand where this is coming from. Don't get rid of him. Don't get rid of him. He's good. I'm talking to him. Don't time him out or anything. But young man, I don't think you're listening. So I need you to listen one last motherfucking time because I'm not going to say this shit again, surface dweller. The nice guy is coming in manipulating, trying to manipulate the situation. He's coming in lying to the woman. He's coming in lying to the woman, trying to be something that he knows he's not, because all he wants to do is fuck. So what choice does a woman have? Do you think you, okay, so what you see, you that turn the other cheek motherfucker, or you know what, let's talk this out, when a motherfucker puts his finger in your food or disrespects you or pulls your bitch ass punk card. But over here, this is man shit. So I don't know if this is for you, but I'll be having to answer the question. If you're going to play that game, then expect the game to get played back on you, sir. That's your first part. I just want to break this down bit by bit so you can never say, I did not break this silly-ass question or this statement down that you're saying, because it should be a question, not a statement. But here you go. So why can they do the same thing by using them? You're curious why? Okay, listen to me. The thing about life, sir, that you don't understand is that life doesn't give a fuck about none of us, okay? And what you have to understand is a woman a long time ago gave her heart to a motherfucker like you're talking about, some nice guy, trusted him, gave her heart only to get used, manipulated, and felt like a fool and thrown and tossed away like trash. So now she's got a layer of skin. And she's saying, if you want to fuck with me and you want to come at me sideways, then we're going to play. But you're not going to like the end result because you're going to be the one getting fucked over. But see, here's your problem. See, you're so busy ready to blame the woman, you're not even looking at the fucking guy that started all this shit. Women are not just going to say, well, I'm just going to manipulate you on general principle. The guy that, remember I tell you, caller, remember, like the other guy, present, past, future, present, same thing. What double standard? What is a double? Wait. We're doing this one thing at a time, guys. I apologize. We got to do this. What do you mean? Where's the double standard? The guy is coming in trying to manipulate the woman. So she is giving him some payback. And if you don't like that, then get in your little toy fucking rocket and go to bitch land and hang out with your little buddy boys and get the fuck out of here. Fuck your double standard and fuck what you think, man. And I say this with love, but there is no double standard. See, here's the thing. You're the motherfucker. See, when somebody does something wrong to some poor kids, or somebody does something wrong to somebody in school or shoot up a place, you're the same motherfucker that wants to protect the shooter and the bully and shit. You're the same motherfucker that wants to protect the preacher and shit that does the damage first. You don't think about the motherfuckers that they do the shit to. You want to say, oh, no, he just wasn't loved as a child. He didn't know any better. That's what you are, and that's what's so sad about you. But you know what I am? I'm the motherfucker that says, you know what? Fucking I. And if that motherfucker is trying to manipulate her, then by all means, do you, girl. Get that motherfucker back. An eye for an eye. So you're about the kumbaya, and you're about, oh, poor guy. Well, it's not fair. It's not fair that she's manipulating that poor guy who first manipulated her, who first tried to backdoor her, who first tried to get her booty. But you're that guy. You're the one that wants to protect the shooter, and you want to protect a Father O'Malley when he fucking touches some kid. Oh, Father O'Malley is just a good preacher. He didn't mean it. Just one kid. I mean, what's one kid? That's you, motherfucker. Then you all mad. You mad at the person. You mad at the person that's getting victimized. You ain't mad at the fucking person doing this shit. So this might not be for you, dog, because you're going to get what you get when you fucking try to fuck over a woman. I keep telling y'all cake motherfuckers that shit. Let me keep going. Sitting around here talking about double standards. Fuck out of here with that silly shit. But I say that with respect. I appreciate the question. Let me keep going. You guys, I want to call in. Lines are open. This is the Dean, the Man Mindset. Question this guy's asking, he asks, how do I up my seduction game? Don't. You can't. You ain't ready for that shit. You don't even know the first thing about game, dog. You don't know the first thing about game. Guy from South Africa, let me see what he's saying and shit. Dude, stop that shit, dog. You don't know shit about game. Come on, man. Oh, my God. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to do long on this. So I'm going to keep going. Okay. If a woman uses nice guys, it's not manipulation. I don't give a fuck what it is. What are you talking about? If a guy uses women by pretending to be nice to get what they want, it's manipulation. Absolutely. Wait. Yes. She's doing the same thing he's doing. They're both manipulating each other. It's just that she's going to win this game because he thinks he's winning shit. Wait a second. Is it manipulation when a woman tells you weak motherfucker she's not interested in you and you keep pushing? Is it manipulation when she's telling you that I'm not interested in you? Is that manipulation? Is it manipulation? She says, you know what? I only see you as a friend. So what the fuck? Where's that manipulation at? If she doesn't want you, she doesn't want you. And if you keep persisting and she accepts a dinner from you, whose fault is that? Oh, you can say, well, yeah, well, Steve, you know what? She can turn down the dinner. Okay, you're walking down the street and a bag of $1 billion drops in front of you. I mean, yes, your good Samaritan hard ass is going to grab that money and bring it right to the bank. Hey, everybody at the bank, I just want to let y'all know, I've got this bag of $1 billion that fell in front of me. I mean, it's not even marked and everything like that, but I thought I'd do the righteous thing and get it. Okay, see, I know what kind of guy you are, dog. Come on, man. This ain't for you, man. Let me keep going, man. Shout out to all my dogs out here, man. Shout out to all my dogs out here. Let me see what he's saying. Now he's asking a good, there you go, Zero. Now you're asking a good question. The only way you can start is by getting your puzzle pieces, number one. That's your first step, sir. But your second step is having a standard. Your problem is that you worship women more than you worship yourself. So what you're going to do unintentionally is manipulate a woman, and you don't realize women do not like soft, nice guys. They do not like nice people. They don't. NC asked the question, yo, Unc, just got my heart shattered from this girl. She just found out I've been cheating on her with her friend, so I don't know how to feel, and I need some advice. I lost myself. Well, no. NC, 765, I got you 1 second. I think this is wonderful. This is beautiful. Listen, this is, brother, look. If only you just would have told her that, you know what, you ain't the only one. As long as you would have just told her, if you just would have said, you know why you were smashing your girl, you know what, I want you to bring your friend in this. I want to fuck you and your friend. This wouldn't have been a problem. But again, because you are not being real with your girl. Well, I don't know. She's just some girl you smashing anyway. You all in your feelings, dog, man. Hey, man, get your panties up, man. Let me bring in 765 real quick. 765, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up, sir?
Well, I'm glad to be calling in, talking to you. Seems like this is a breath of fresh air because, let's be honest about it, I'm sitting here on the entire internet, YouTube media, and it seems like all these men channel, all they're doing is bitching every day about hypergamy. And
yeah, hypergamy, sir, but no, it's not true. It's not a real thing. But yes, thank you, 142 likes. Yeah, right. But what's going on, brother? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Well, honestly, I just want your perspective on what you think about hypergamy and
hypergamy.
If you think that why are they all bitching about it?
Sir, it's called hypergamy. Say the word with me. Say hypergamy.
Hypergamy.
Yeah, you said it right. Now, you want to know what I think about that?
Yeah.
I think more about a squirrel walking in front of my front lawn than that silly-ass shit. It's not a real word. See, the thing, the reason what kills hypergamy is this, sir, is that a woman is allowed to go up, down, left, or right. She's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do, so why should I care? Why Why care when she, if even if she's mine and she can do whatever she wants? See, here's the problem with a lot of guys, because they're in their feelings and they're worried about women doing shit. But see, when you have a woman with one foot out the door knowing that she can be dismissed at any old day, she's going to double think before she does anything, because most men don't hold her to a higher standard. But because they feel like they're lucky when they get a woman, they then worry, oh, my God, I might lose her to a better guy. So fucking look, who cares if you lose her? Actually, what are you really losing anyway? It's just a fucking woman. I mean, I can see if I lost my dog. I mean, I would worry about that. I mean, that dog, because my dog loves me unconditionally. You know what I mean? My dog is loyal to me. That's why I'm more heartbroken over my dog leaving me. I feel bad if my Dallas Cowboys lose a football game than a woman leaving me. I feel bad if I lose a game of fucking Call of Duty versus a woman leaving me. If I lose a game of Madden, I feel bad over that. So I don't understand. Why do I need to care what a woman does? I don't understand. What is that doing for me to care? I'm not supposed to. I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. What do you think? What do you think about does if a woman in today's economy, if she has to go to work for the dual income? My question to you about that is, should this man, no matter who he is, expect her to be loyal to him because she has to go to work, basically?
Call her. I don't give a fuck if she gets on her sword, jumps on a dragon, goes to a land and slays 1,000 elves and collects all the gold and the silver and fucking just slay men left and right. When that dragon lands in the front of my kingdom, she is knowing that she is no longer whatever the fuck she is when she went out that door. I am king in my place, and I am king in her place. I am king in my car, and I am king in her car. I am king wherever we are at. So I don't even understand the question, because what? She can do whatever. I don't let her make as much money. I don't give a fuck. She's going to, when she gets around me, she's going to know her place at the table. And her place at the table is right fucking beside me. All right. Well, I guess he didn't want to hear that shit. Maybe because he's like in a bad situation. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Let me catch up on some of these emails and shit. These messages and shit. And we will continue. We got y'all covered. Let me see here. Wait. God damn, he's asked this question. How get a woman respect me and get interested in me? I also notice people tend to respect me. Well, because you choose to be disrespected, because you need to learn. You need to be a student of the game, buddy. You need to be a student of the game. Thank you, 160 likes. I appreciate you guys. Let me keep going because we still continue talking about this stuff. Let me see here. I think I got caught up on the questions. Yeah, I'm caught up. Guys, y'all want to ask questions, go ahead. Y'all call in. I got y'all covered. Man, y'all got the game all twisted, man. Y'all got the game twisted, man. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm just letting y'all know, man. Y'all too worried about these motherfucking women. Instead of working, building yourselves up. Instead of working on yourselves, gentlemen. Instead of managing your mind. Hold on, let me bring in 912. Man, I'm about to go into this shit. 912, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
My bad, Coach. I didn't mean to interrupt you like that.
No, it's fine. I don't mind being interrupted. That's cool. What's going on, man? What's up?
So I wanted to see if you could help me out, maybe analyze this text message I've been going through. Can I send it to you in an email?
Oh, yeah, send it to the email. Let's check it out, dog. Let's see what you got there, Governor. Explore EC. What you going
on?
Wait, did you send it to me?
Yeah, I sent it.
From a 916?
912. No, I sent it to your email. The Man Mindset. I had 30 minutes of coaching earlier, so I was the guy that you was you calling earlier, but it didn't come through.
What didn't come through?
When you called me earlier for the 30 minutes of coaching?
Well, you need to pick up your fucking phone.
Yeah, I had it blocked because, you know, robots and stuff.
Well, then you need to pick up your fucking phone. That's what you need to do. Let me get to this shit.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, let's see here. Wait a second. You're 912. Wait. What is this 964? What is this shit? Hold on a second. Oh, wait. Okay, never mind. Okay, sorry. All right, so. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we have here. All right, so I'm going to help everybody. We'll read this. Hold on. We're all going to do this together. I want to make sure everybody sees this. Wait, is there no numbers in here? Make sure all numbers are gone. All right, guys, I just want to make sure I show you. This is real. I just want to show y'all. This is the message right here that I'm going over, okay? So I'm just showing you the message, okay? Okay, she says her name. You say, okay, I got you locked in. It was nice to meet you. Hopefully we can meet again. Okay, that's terrible. You're not. What is this? What is hopefully? I hope that the dragon doesn't leave the cave and destroy the town. What is all this soft? Right. Hopefully, it was nice to meet you. No, it was not nice meeting you. It was nice for you to meet me. What the fuck are you talking about? Why would you say that? And then she said, "Cool, same to you. Your advice helped a lot. I liked it." She said, "I'd definitely be back so I can have my target sheet looking like what target sheet? What are you talking about?"
I met her at the gun range, and we was shooting targets.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you're at the gun range, what did you talk to her about?
So we didn't. We ended up coming at the same time, and she was behind me in line, and she was saying that she just wanted to shoot.
Hold on. Bang. So bang. Hey, wait. Hold on. I'm doing live on the air. Bang. Bang. Hold on. Now, see, look. Hold on. Let me finish this. Bang. Put my gun down. Hold on. How you doing? My name is Steve. Come here for a second. How you doing? My name is Steve. You know, I got a bonus. See, here I am. Bang. I'm over here trying to shoot my targets over here and everything like that. Right? I'm looking at the world. Trying to shoot my targets and everything, and you're interrupting me with how you look. You know what? Instead of shooting those targets, you know what it's time for me to do? It's time for me to go ahead and shoot my shot. Listen, I know we're at the target range. I know you're trying to shoot and everything like that. Here's my information. Get at me so I can shoot my shot and show you why I'm shooting my shot. You see that? That should have been the first thing. Come on. What you mean?
I could have been smoother, though. I could have been smoother.
Yeah, but you didn't. You weren't smooth. But let's go back to this shit. You're saying, okay, so we'll meet again. I was randomly thinking about the gun range and thought of you. IMK, what does that mean? Let's know, LMK, let me know. Okay, let me know the next time you make a visit. And what did you, wait, is your in here? Wait, is this the only one? Oh, there's another one in here.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what the fuck you said. Jesus Christ, man. She just tossed up pussy in his way. All right, let's look at this, guys. I'm just showing. I want everybody to see this cake-ass shit. Now, remember, she said I was thinking about you, right, guys? Let's see what the fuck he said. Come on, man. Zoom the fuck in. And, hold on, dog. I got you. Hold on. Let me see if it's zooming. Come on. Work with me. Guys, hold on a second. Wait, because I want my dogs to see this game. I want y'all to think we're making this shit up. Hold on, caller. Hold on. Let's grab this. I'm going to grab that text. And I'm going to download it and let everybody see this shit. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me see here. You did a few of these motherfuckers. Hold on. Let me download that one. And then let me get to the next one and download that one.
Yeah,
oh, my God. This looks like a fucking train wreck. All right. Let's see what the fuck we got here. Jesus, I don't understand why y'all just pussyfoot around and don't stand on shit. Dude, let me get to this shit. Hold on, guys. I'm sorry, not the dread. I'm sorry. Hold on a second, guys. I'm sorry. That's from yesterday's show. You need to answer your phone. If I call you, I'm going to try to call you after the show's over, man. You need to pick your phone up, sir.
All right, I got you.
All right, so let me go here. All right, so let me see here. Let me grab these two text messages, gentlemen. Excuse me, we'll grab these two text messages, and we are going to look over them together because I want y'all to see where he's fucking up. All right, so with that being said, y'all close. I mean, I got to close my thing, the door. All right, so with that being said, all right, let's look at it. So, Mike, let me see. He talks right here. All right, here we go. So, here he's saying, guys, I hope y'all can read that. So he's saying, might just been that time, but you called me Sunday. But listen about how, wait, listen how about we met up, listen how about we meet up, excuse me, Sunday. You came back. We'll go get some ice
cream. The Sunday you come back, yeah.
Well, come, what is it? Come back and get some ice. Okay, she said it's amazing.
I think you missed one screenshot.
Oh, wait. Let's go back to this one. I'm sorry. Let's go back to this one. Oh, yeah, let's go back. Hold on. Let's get back. I'm sorry. Let's get back.
She said good morning as the first
day. I don't know. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me find that joint. Let me find it. Hold on a second. Let me find that joint. That's not it. Let's see here. That's not it. All right, good morning. All right, here we go, guys. Go with it. Okay, good morning. I didn't even see your call this morning. Are you free Saturday or Sunday? Why are you asking, is she free?
I should have just told her.
Why? What is wrong with you, man? Why are you walking on eggshells like you scared of pussy? Why are you walking on eggshells? Okay. I'm free Saturday this time. This is where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. This is what I want you to wear. I did call you this morning. I think I might have been on accident if I did. Also, good morning. I'm going to Florida on the 4th and leaving Saturday morning, so I won't be here for the weekend. I'll be back on Wednesday. All right? What do you think you should have said with that right there? What should you have said for that right there? Before I even read the next one, what should you have said to her, sir?
I'm going to Florida for the 4th, for Saturday morning.
Come on, it's right there. She's going away on the 4th Saturday. So what we got? Come on. How do we? I already see the play. Come on. What should you have said, big guy?
I'm thinking maybe tell her to call, hit me when she get back, or.
No. Okay. Hit me when you get back is talking at her. I want you to talk to her.
When you
That's such a shame, because the things that I planned on doing with you and to you, what a shame. But you know what? I hope you have a good time. So when you come back, you can go away for that long. So you, when you come back, I'm sure you can think of a million ways to make it up to me. See that? See that? A million ways you can make it up to me. But in the meantime, why don't you send me a photo so I can tell you all the things that we could have done together and some of the things I would have done to you. See that? I'm talking to her, not talking at her. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But let's see what you said here. Let's look at the cake shit you said. All right, going to what you said. You said good morning, let me see your calls or whatever. Wait, that's the wrong one, right? No, is that it? No. Let me see, Mike. I'm sorry, wrong one. Hold on a second. Okay, you said, it might have been the time you called me Sunday, but listen, how about we meet up Sunday when you come back? We'll go get some ice cream and hit the range after. Okay, see, remember, are you painting a Mona Lisa or are you painting a stick figure?
A stick figure.
Hell, I'll even take, we go to the ice cream. I'm going to take, get some ice cream and go to the range. Let me show you a talk at her.
Okay.
We can go to the ice cream. Now, after looking at your photo, I'm going to tell you why I want to go to get some ice cream and why I want to go to the range. After looking at those sexy lips of yours, I have to get ice cream with you, because that's the only way that I'll have an excuse to see if the ice cream tastes better off that spoon that you're eating than your lips. And that's why I want to take you for ice cream. And then what I want to do is take you to the gun range, because once you and I shoot those targets, we're going to have a little game who can hit the best target, because whoever loses has to cook for the other person. And let me tell you what meals I like to eat. See that?
I,
see that? That's,
I,
That's talking at her. That's, see, what you are doing is you're painting the picture. You're setting it up. You're showing her why you versus anybody else. I'm letting you know why I'm doing the ice cream. I'm letting you know why we're doing the gun range. And it has to be with everything I want. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, got to be kind of be creative, but, like, you know, just don't paint a stick figure.
Now, wait. She said sounds amazing. Let's do it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, ladies, I want you to do. No. We still got it. Wait. You ready to call her?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Now, look. I just gave you one. Listen.
Wait.
Watch this. Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to show you game. We're going to take what she said and use that to position us. All right, remember? Let me tell you what she was saying. Okay. I was randomly thinking about the gun range and thought of you.
Right.
All right?
This was like 4 o'clock, too. Like
I don't give a fuck if
like
it's 5 o'clock, motherfucker. Listen to me. Write this down. Okay, we can do faster. Come on. Can you type?
Yeah.
You near your computer?
Let me go to my notes.
Get your notes. Come on. Because we're going to type this and you'll call her. And when you call her, you either going to tell her face-to-face on the phone or you're going to leave a voice message. Both will have the same impact. Both will have the same impact, okay?
Yeah. Just leave a voice message. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. We're going to chop it. I got you, dog, because we're going to use what she's saying. Come on, we're going to use what she's saying, and we're going to use everything I told you, and we're going to light her up. Mike Tyson blows, baby.
Hell yeah, let's get it.
All right, let's get it. You ready? Ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. I was randomly thinking about you.
I was randomly thinking about you?
No, I was randomly thinking about you. See, you were thinking of her. See what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. All
right. I was randomly thinking about you. Meaning, meaning. There's a few things that cross my mind that I want to let you know. All right, you ready? I want to let you know. Number one, I hope you have I hope you have a great time on the 4th of July weekend. Hope you have a great time on the 4th of July weekend.
All right.
And the reason why I want you to have a good time, because that'll make you miss me that much more.
The reason why
I want you to have a good time is because that should make you, or that will make you, miss me that much more. And kind of chuckle when you say that shit.
Miss me that much more? I got that.
Miss me that much more. Yeah. Or you can say think about me and miss me. All right, come on. Chop. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm listening. I'm ready.
All right, next thing you're going to say, listen, I'm going to tell you a secret. Listen, I'm going to push all my chips to the table and tell you why I said ice cream in the gun range. I'm going to push all my chips to the middle of the table and tell you why I wanted to take you out for ice cream and then the gun range. Now, remember, this is talking to her, okay? You're not talking at her. You ain't asking any motherfucking questions. You leading with motherfucking statements.
Want to take you to get ice cream and go to the gun range.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why I want to take you out for ice cream.
All right.
And then go to the gun range.
Right, okay.
Say, you see, when I first met you, the first thing I noticed was your lips.
All right.
And the reason why I want to take you out for ice cream is because that will give me an excuse. Come on, that will give me an excuse.
All right.
To see if the ice cream tastes better off the spoon than your lips.
Better off the spoon?
To see if it's better off the spoon than your lips. Or to see if your lips taste better than the spoon. Okay. See if it tastes better off your lips than the spoon. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and the gun range, we're going to have a competition. All right, we're going to have a competition.
All right.
And whoever hits the most targets has to make dinner for the other person.
I don't know how I'm going to make dinner, but I got you.
Motherfucker, we're going to show you how to make dinner, man. Stop worrying about that shit. You better learn how to hit them targets and you learn how to cook, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely...
All right, then. So the other person make dinner. Hurry up, write this. The last thing. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Say, I like my steak medium well and chuckle. All right, you got it down?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's call her. Now listen, remember, if you call her and you get her answer machine, let it go by. You know, like you have reached 555-555-555. You just wait and then click over, okay? Don't play the whole number. Then when the thing beeps,
you
just read what the fuck you wrote. If she answers the phone, you go into it, okay?
Yes, sir.
You don't get away. Don't you be nervous for it, man. This is game, baby. Come on.
Yeah, we good.
Come on, we good. Just all you gotta do is read what we wrote, dog. It all come on the top of the dome. Just read it, dog. Okay. All right.
I'm about to call her right now.
All right, let's get that shit. Go ahead and call her right now, man. And if you got the answer machine, leave that shit. All right, let's go, man. Let's get it. All right, clicking on, guys. This is what game is about. See that shit all the time. If motherfuckers can't do it off the top of their head, guys, this is what we do here. Gotta be quiet because he's about to click over. Let's listen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm good. So listen, I was randomly thinking about. You, actually.
Me?
And, yeah. And you know, what I mean by that is there's a few things that cross my mind, and I want to let you know what those things are.
Okay.
So, number one, I hope you have a great time on the 4th of July weekend. And, you know, the reason why is because, you know, I want to make you think about me and miss me even more while you're away.
Okay, well, thank you. Like I said, I plan on having a good time. I thought about you, I think yesterday, so you never replied about if you had any 4th of July plans, and I was wondering if you did.
Yeah, my bad.
That's okay.
But listen, I'm going to go ahead and push all my chips in the middle of the table and tell you why I want to get ice cream and take it to the conference.
Okay.
So, when I first met you, like, the first thing I noticed was your lips and your smile. What's up? And the reason why I want to take you out for ice cream is because that'll give me an excuse to see if your favorite flavor of ice cream tastes better off your lips than a spoon.
Oh. Okay.
What's your favorite flavor, by the way?
Well, I was going to say, what if you don't like my favorite flavor?
I don't know. We're going to have to see.
It might taste bad off the spoon, but better off your lips.
So do you want me to tell you now, or you want to be a surprise? I don't care.
All right, let's let it be a surprise. I'll wait till I see it.
Okay, all right.
And then after that, you know, when we hit the gun range, I want us to have a competition.
You wanna do?
I'm gonna get us some targets, and I want us to have a competition.
Oh, okay.
You know, remember when I was like teaching you how to aim and shit?
Mhm.
I just want to see if you know if you learned anything from that. And so whoever hits the most targets has to make the other person dinner. Or whoever loses, whoever hits the least amount of targets has to make the other person dinner.
Okay.
You know? You down with that?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, cool. And I just want you to know, I like my steak medium rare.
Oh, we're talking steak.
Steak, mashed potatoes, you know.
Okay, well, I will, what is that? So that's this Sunday, the following Sunday, because I get back Wednesday?
Yeah, the following Sunday.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to send you all that information, and we can get together.
Okay. What made me randomly pop it into your head?
Just thinking at home, you know, in the shower, just, you know, going over my week.
Well, I appreciated you coming over. I mean, it was a nice surprise. I needed that. I mean, because before that, when I was struggling, my gum was jammed. There was one other, like, white guy in there. And so we had, you know, we got the ear things on. So he's, like, face, like, turned around, like, doing, I don't even know what. But I'm like, hey, excuse me. And he's, like, he turns around, comes over. But I didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to take my gun out there or what.
That's why I came over there. I seen you struggling, so I had to come over. Show you what's up. But listen, that's all I wanted to tell you, though. And I'm going to let you get back to what you was doing. I ain't mean to interrupt. But,
you were. I just got off of work after a pretty long day. Do you have any, like, social media or anything?
I'll send you my IG after,
okay, cool.
After you hang up. All right?
Okay, bet. Well, thanks for calling, and I will be seeing you soon.
All right. See you later.
All right, bye.
Oh, no, we there. We good.
Okay, we good. So, wait a second.
I'm good. Yeah.
Wait, time out. So, for those that want receipts, what? Hold on, Carla. For all those people saying, where the receipts, Steve? Steve, where are the receipts at? Show us your game that you got, Steve. Come on, Steve. Where are the receipts? Well, how can you show us game, Steve? You're 50. You're old. You out the game. Women are different. You can't get women nowadays. Their nature is this and that. Do y'all
and it feel good when you're doing it, too,
I'm a
man.
Bad motherfucker? Do y'all see what just happened? She was delighted to kiss him. Delighted to cook for him. And she was smiling from ear to ear the whole time. The whole time.
Man.
Come on. He can, you. Hey, Carla, you want to take it one step further?
Do yeah, you I still got to send her the Instagram she wanted.
Before you send the Instagram, you what? Say, because you remember you told her you were taking a shower, right? Didn't you tell her you were taking a shower and you're thinking about her?
Yeah, I told her I was taking a shower and thinking about my week.
Yeah. Say, send me a photo of yourself, and I got a game I want to play with you. Send me a photo of yourself. Let me see you, because I got a game that I want you to play in the shower. Okay, so send her a message. Matter of fact, hey, you want to call her? No, because you're going to call her back. So send her a message now, okay? And tell her, send me a photo, because I got a game I want to play with you in the shower. That, you know, you're going to play by yourself if you want to play. say if you want to play. So, yeah, if you send me that photo, we're going to play. So, look, you know, I want you to get off. We'll open the lines up again. But listen, send it a message and say, send me a photo of yourself because there's a game I want you to play in the shower by yourself for me. If you want to play. Okay?
All right, I got you, Coach.
And if she sends you that photo, you call me back, send me the photo, and we're going to set up the shower game. You see what I'm saying?
All right, let's do it. Appreciate you, man.
All right, let's do it. You already got the kiss. You already got the dinner. Let's keep going. Hey, push them chips up, man. Remember, just because you defeated a town doesn't mean you've got the city. Keep going towards the city. We already moved. She's already into you, brother. He's already into you.
One more time. Send me a photo of yourself.
Send me a photo of yourself. When I was taking a shower, because I told you I was thinking about you in the shower, right? When I was taking a shower, I was thinking about a cool game you can play when you take a shower.
Okay.
The only rules, they say there's two rules of the game. There's two rules. One, send me a picture of you. One, send me a picture of yourself. Two, you just follow the instructions I have for you, and I'll call you and tell you the instructions.
Two, follow
the instructions. And I'll call you and tell you the instructions. Then underneath that, do you want to play? Question mark. Do you want to play? Question mark. Okay?
Yeah, I got you, Coach.
All right, so go ahead and send that to her. When she sends you the photo, which she will, get back with me. We'll run it down. You'll call her. You'll tell her the whole thing and watch her smile from ear to ear. All right?
All right, I got you.
Don't worry, we're gonna cut this out for a testimonial to show y'all what does Steve know about the game? That's how we're gonna title that. What does Steve know about the game? That's how we're gonna talk it. That's gonna be the title of that. We're gonna cut this part out and we're gonna title it What Does Steve Know About the Game, and we're gonna post this up. So go ahead and do that and we'll let you go. I'll reset the lines, all right? So go ahead and send her that message. Okay, send her that message. And then hit me back if she replies or sends you the photo, okay?
All right, I got you, Coach. I'll hit you back.
Right, good job. Do you see the difference? See that? See the difference in being more descriptive, being more assertive, and painting a bigger picture, how that moves her faster than beating around the bush and playing it safe?
Yeah, and it's actually fun. Like, it's fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, man, it's fun. Because you know what? She was like, dude, you didn't even say anything when I told you I was thinking about you. And, you know, she wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
And you told her to miss you. She was smiling on that dog. Come on, man. This is what we do. So let me go back to the show. Go ahead and send her that, okay? And then if she sends you a photo, send the photo to me. Okay, so I can look at the photo so I can find some things on her. And then you call back. And then I'm going to tell you what to say. And then we're going to call her. And we'll say, remember, you're going to listen, if she sends the photo, you're going to say, I'm going to call you and tell you what I want you to do. Make sure you say that. I'm going to call you and tell you what I want you to do. Okay?
Okay.
And then remember at the bottom, do you want to play?
You want to play. This is all before she sends it. And then when she sends it, call
This is
you.
All before she All this I sent you, send all that to her. Yeah. And end it with, do you want to play? Because what you're saying, to start off with, you was in the shower thinking about her. And this is where you came up with the idea in the shower. You see what I'm saying?
Ah. Yes.
Ah, yeah. See? You see what I'm saying? So go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to hit you back.
Do that. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to call you back.
All right, go ahead and call me back. Man. I'm over the lines up for you, dog. Hit me back, let me know. Okay, my brother?
All right, I got you. Later.
All right, 100. We'll let you go. All right, man. It's the Dean. Hold on, let me go set the lines over again.